All right. This is Build a Better Business, and we are talking today about websites. Anyway, this is just going to be an overview of what we do. This is our free Build a Better Business call. And so I give an overview for our Build a Better Business every time we get on this call. And we always have some new faces. Carmela, have you been on this one before? Is this the first time for you?
This is my first time.
Okay, so I think it's the first, I think the only person that is Sally that's heard it. And Jen, are you on your computer? Okay, I had made Sherry a co-host because I had made Sherry a co-host because that way, if I get bumped off the Wi-Fi for any reason, the call continues on and Sherry just stays on. And I've got my phone here all set up with the actual meeting room ID and everything. So just in case I get bumped off, I can actually jump over and come back on with my phone. But I have to have a co-host that stays in the room for me to get back on. Because once I get bumped off, or if I get bumped off, and this is a little lesson for all of you that might be doing Zoom calls. If you do get bumped off, what it does is it makes your co-host now the host. And if you haven't assigned a co-host position for someone, and the way that you do that is you just tap on their picture that you see on the screen, and you got the three little dots in the upper right corner. And you can just then on that particular person, you just, once that menu opens up, you just make them the co-host. And if you don't choose a co-host, what happens is Zoom automatically assigns the hosting position to the first person that joined your room, which might not be somebody that's actually in your tribe. It could be somebody that's signing on for the first time to just kind of, you know, get to watch what you're doing. And all of a sudden they're the host in the room and they're like, what do I do now? So that's why I like to pick someone that I know that will stay on the call, so that if I do happen to get bumped off, it automatically then makes them the host. Because once I come back on, even if I come on with a different device, they have to let me back in the room. See, so they have to know to do that. So I made Jen my co-host, and Sherry is back on, and let's take a look. I'll click the three little dots, make her the co-host as well. So now we have two co-hosts in the room. We have Sherry and Jen. So Sherry, are you on now, or are you just still waiting for your computer?
I am on, but I had to grab something to eat with the chaos this morning. So as soon as I'm done eating, I'll come on to video.
You're perfect. You're perfect. So welcome, everyone. So we're going to talk about Build a Better Business this morning. And Build a Better Business, we go through this program. It takes us a full year to go through the program. The first month in January, we talk about our VPS, which is our value proposition statement. And that's our promise to our customers. It's what promise are we making? What is it that we're doing for our customers? And for me, I am creating passive income so that my customers can have a freestyle life. So that is what my VPS is. That's the short version, you know. And we spend a whole month in our mastermind, which is a smaller separate group from this. And in our mastermind, we actually write out our VPSs, and we kind of, you know, kind of play around with them and add words and take away word. And we kind of wordsmith some of the words, like, what does that word actually mean? Do we want to put that in our promise? And so that's what our VPS is. Then in February, we talk about storytelling. Now, storytelling is your marketing. And let me give you an example. Let's say that a gal comes into the room and you can see that she, we've got all gals on the call today, so I'll use this example. Let's say that she comes into the room and you can see that she's lost a lot of weight and she looks amazing. And what's the first thing we do? What are you doing? How did this, you look so good. What's the story? And so she just tells the story. She goes, oh, I found this great product and I've been using it. And this, you know, and this is what it's done for me. And we're ready to buy. And she's not selling anything. She's just telling the story. But we're like, we want whatever she's buying, whatever she's doing. That's what we want to do. We're buying it. We want it. So your storytelling is your marketing. And the reason that that works so well is because we see it in person. We see it, we hear it, we feel it. And She looks great and she's passionate about it. And so now we want what she's got. Okay. Does that make sense? So when you put together your products and services or your message to the world, whether it's a ministry or it's a product or service, whatever it is, you have to be passionate about it and live it and walk your talk, and it becomes your passion. It becomes your purpose. And how many of these gals start off by, for example, finding a great product, they lose a lot of weight, they get very passionate about it because maybe it's the only thing that's ever worked for them and they've tried everything and this is the only thing that's ever worked for them. Next thing you know, people are like, I want to buy some. And so then the gal, a lot of times, might start selling that particular product because everybody's asking her for it. And so she's thinking, well, why not? And next thing you know, she becomes known as the weight loss girl, you know, because she's got the product and she's walking the talk. And so that's what we have to get to in our storytelling. And so we spend a whole month in February just really breaking down our stories. How many of you have heard of the hero's journey? I know Sherry has, and Sally. Anyone else heard of the hero's journey? The hero's journey, think of it as a circle, and the hero's journey is when you start your journey, you start with how despondent were you? What was the situation you were in, you know? And for me, I was a single mom working two jobs, minimum wage, you know, struggling from payday to payday. And that was where my hero's journey started. So I just started searching and searching and searching on this hero's journey. And then I'd have an aha moment. And my aha moment was when my mom sat me down and said, you better get on with building a retirement. You're already 20 years into your, you know, from age 20 to age 40, you're already into your work life for 20 years. And she said, you don't have anything saved. And you've only got 20 more years till you're 60. What are you going to do? If you haven't done anything the first 20, what are you going to do the second 20? Because by the time you're 60, you could, with today's statistics, I could live another 30, 40 years. And so how am I going to feed myself and put a roof over my head the last 40 years if I haven't saved? And I've only got 20 years to create enough money to go that 20 plus another 40 when I'm not working. So I thought, wow. So that was my first aha moment, was that I do need to make some different decisions. I didn't know at that time what those would be. So my hero's journey was my struggle. And I tried this and I tried that and I tried different things. Finally, I got into the cosmetology industry. Many of you know my story. And my second aha moment was when I discovered that my nail tech, my 19-year-old nail tech, out in some little country town with a nail salon in a summer kitchen that her dad had made for her, was making more money doing nails way out in the countryside. Giovanna, can we get you to tap your mic there? Cause we can hear your background noise. There you go. Anyway, she was making more money in a week's time than what I was making on my corporate job that I had trained for and studied for and was, you know, driving into, you know, to Port Columbus International Airport. I was third in command of a large hospitality organization, and my nail tech was making like three times the money. And I was like, what? That was my second big aha moment. So then I started exploring getting into the cosmetology industry because I was just going to do that part-time. See, I was just going to do that a couple nights a week and put some money back. And that would make my mother happy. See, that I was doing something finally toward my retirement. Well, again, for those of you that know my story, I got into the cosmetology industry. I ended up over a 2-year period. Well, within the first 6 months, I actually made more money doing part-time than what I made on my corporate job. So I knew I had to make the segue. So I spent 2 years making the segue over into the cosmetology industry, and I ended up retiring at age 60. I thought I would never retire and ended up retiring early. And I ended up retiring at age 60 with 5 beauty salons with over 21 girls working for me. And so that is the hero's journey. See, it's like, here's my struggle. Here's my aha moment. I struggled some more. Here's my other aha moment. Finally, here's how I decided that, you know, I can arrive, you know, make my mark. And now I want to show other folks how to do that as well. And so my aha came when I got into the cosmetology industry, and this was my third and final aha moment. Well, I've had several smaller ahas, but my big ones, my third big aha moment was when I realized that I could actually buy the building that my salon was in and not rent the building. And so therefore my staff paying booth rent, because I had a booth rent salon where they all just rented a chair, my staff was actually going to buy me real estate over a 20-year period. And so I actually, my girls, and I had a couple guys, but mostly girls, bought me 5 commercial buildings. So by the time I retired at age 60, I had 5 commercial buildings paid for. And so you can see where I started. And that's my hero's journey on how then I turned it around to where now I want to show other folks how they can have passive income. So that's why we've started this Build a Better Business. It's for everyone to start to put your passion into a purpose and then turn your purpose into passive income. So whatever your passion is, okay? So mine ended up not necessarily being this cosmetology industry. Mine ended up being the real estate. The actual passive income was in the real estate. So we spend that whole month talking about our story and what that hero's journey is and how you've turned your passion into what you're doing. And it could be a ministry. It's whatever your message is to the world. It's whatever your passion is to the world. So now you've got your promise. See, your VPS the first month is like, my goal, my promise is I want to show you how to have passive income so that you can have freestyle living. So that's my promise. The second month was my story. How did I get there to where I was making that promise? Now that I've got my promise and now that I've got my story, now I'm ready to start serving. And so in March, we spent the whole month of March talking about serving. Your serving is your selling. And here's why your serving is selling. You don't have a platform yet. You're just getting started, or you have a small platform. You might be maybe you've been doing what you're doing now for a while. And so you have a platform, you have an audience, but not a big one. And so now find 5 influencers in your lane that are big and just start serving them. Just find out what is it that they need. Do they need more likes on their social media? Do they need you to show up in person and bring coffee to their 8 a.m. meetup? Do they need help on the back end getting invitations out for their events, whether, you know, tangible invitations or virtual invitations, electronic ones? What is it that they need? And just start showing up and serving them, and do it without any payment on your part. Don't go there thinking, well, I'm going to do this, and so then they'll do that. Don't expect anything in return, and just start serving them. And you'll be surprised at how many of those influencers take notice of you. And all of a sudden, if you remember, the tide rises all ships. So if you're lifting them up, they're going to start lifting you up. And so if you point back to them, they're going to start pointing back to you. And guess what happens? You have now borrowed their audience. And Sherry says that's what happened to her last Friday. Sherry, share with us what happened to you last Friday since we're on this topic.
Yes. So there is a woman that lives in my area. Her name is Adrienne, and she has written a book called Fit. And it basically is a transformational life thing. It has something to do with fitness, but the book is not about fitness. It's about internal mindset. And she was one of the people. So some of you don't know me, but I was in a pitch competition back in the fall, and she was one of the judges. And at the event, I said to her, hey, we ought to grab a cup of coffee sometime. I had known her before that. So this was a warm conversation. It wasn't cold. Hey, let me buy you a cup of coffee. It was, we haven't talked for a very long time. Let's grab a cup of coffee. Well, I can't do that right now. Can we wait till, and then she had asked me to postpone it. And I had kind of like totally forgotten about it and stuff, as did she. I emailed her a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, we never grabbed that cup of coffee. When are you going to be around? I also found out that you have an office at the new building that my alma mater has put together. And she's like, yeah, I'm not always in there, but okay, we can try something. So anyway, we tried to make an arrangement. Long and short of it, we ended up meeting on Zoom. And the first thing I did with her, because I know that she's all about productivity, is I shared with her a book that I have copies of in my Amazon file. When it was on sale, I grabbed multiple copies of a book that I used. Kathy, for you, you know, it's Unhackable. Mm-hmm. And it was also Gap in the Game. So when both of them went on sale, I grabbed multiple copies of the digital version. And the first thing I said to her was, I have something I want to give you. And I said, I was looking for it as the call was connected. So give me a couple more minutes here to get it to you. And then I'm going to email it to you. So I emailed her the link for Unhackable. I emailed her the link for Gap in the Game. And immediately she starts crying. And I'm like, okay. She's like, nobody does that. I said, well, I felt the need. I wanted to share this with you back in November, but I also didn't want to make it look like I was bribing you for a vote. So I wanted to get you outside that position that we were in because I wanted to share this with you. And thank you for doing that and sharing your time for that. But not only that, I wanted to also reconnect with you because I really like what you're doing out there in the world. And then she pauses and says, okay, so what are you doing? Next thing I know, an hour later, I'm connected with her network, which she has two of the biggest schools in the county next door to me. I'm working on contracts with those two schools. So I don't know if everybody else knows, Sally does, but I'm an educational consultant. So getting into a school is a big deal for me. So I just wanted to share those little pieces of when things are on sale, especially if you can get them digitally, grab multiple copies and just keep them aside and use them as you need them.
Sherry, that is a great story, the way she served this other person. But I want to just highlight a couple of things that you might have missed in that story. Number one, Sherry is also an author. She didn't send this gal her book. She sent this gal someone else's book. Because if an author sends me their book, it still kind of feels a little salesy to me, like they're trying to promote themselves. You see where I'm going with that? She sent them someone else's book. And so again, the tide rises all ships. And so what happens is she eliminates any of that salesy feel because it's not like she's trying to push her book. She actually sent books of two other authors, which now brings up their readership because now this gal has introduced to those authors and it has Sherry giving and serving that particular person. And so it's a win-win all the way around. And then Sherry ended up getting connected to the ladies' network. So that's a great story. That's exactly how it's supposed to work. That's the perfect example of how borrowing someone else's platform can work. And it's all about just serving. You're not, because serving is your selling, but you never go in trying to sell something. You just always go in to serve.
Yeah. So I have another piece of that story is also donated 12 copies to two universities in the area. Both universities are talking to me about sharing a workshop and potentially getting people from that workshop into the program because I'm also a certified coach in that program. So there might be a way of, by doing this, I'm also promoting that other part of my life that I have been waiting to launch because I was trying to get one thing done first.
Sherry, those are great examples. So we talked about our VPS, our promise to the world. We talked about our story, building our story, our hero's journey. And then we talked about once we have that story, now we're ready to go out and start serving. Because the first thing that somebody is going to ask you, number one, is they're going to say, what is it that you do? How many times have people asked you that? What is it that you do? That's where you want to have your VPS ready. But you can tailor make your VPS, that promise, if you will, you can tailor make it to whatever audience you're in. So if you take my story, for example, where I was a single mom, if I'm talking to single moms, I'm going to spend more time in my story of when I was a single mom. When you're talking to cosmetologists, for example, I'm going to spend more time in my story when I was getting into cosmetology and I've got, you know, cute little funny things that happened while I was in school and, you know, and all of those. And if I'm talking to a group of real estate investors, I'm going to talk about maybe how I got started with my first piece of property and then how I was able to leverage that to get my second one. And I'm going to spend more time in that part of my story. So I guess what I'm saying is once you have your story, it's like an accordion. And if somebody says, well, what is it that you do? You can give them the one sentence version. But then if someone, let's say that I say, you know, I was a single mom, but then I got into the cosmetology industry. And finally, I am now doing real estate investing. And if someone says, oh, I'm a real estate investor, tell me about that. Now, all you do is you just go to that part of your story and expand on that, because your story is your story. And you've already kind of perfected it to where at any place in that hero's journey, you can segue over to, and now I want to help you. You know, I was a single mom, you know, struggling to make ends meet, but now I want to help you get past that. Or I was a single mom trying to make ends meet. Then I got into cosmetology industry, but now I can help you get started in the salon industry if that's what you're interested in. Or, you know, so see, at any point of my story, I can jump over to the finish line. And now I want to help you, because that's what you're doing in your hero's journey, is how you've turned what you've learned into how then you can serve others. And so again, it's how I can help you. It's not what can I sell you? It's now how can I help you? Because that's the whole point, is now you're serving. That's your selling. People don't want to be sold to. People want to buy, but they don't want to be sold to. It's like the girl with the weight loss that lost all the weight, that we all want what she's doing. We want some of that. We're ready to buy. But if she walked in with a truckload of product and said, hey, I'm selling this powder to make shakes, and I promise you'll lose some weight, we'd all say, no, thanks. You know, we'll maybe try it later, because we're going to feel like we're trying to be sold to, and we don't want to be sold to, but we want to buy. Does that make sense? When you go to a car lot and you're looking for cars and you see the car salesman coming towards you, how many of you kind of cringe? It's like, oh, he's going to try to sell me a car. I just want to look today. No, we're ready to buy, or we wouldn't be there. I mean, we purposely drove to the car lot looking at cars because we want to buy another car. But we all hate it when we see the salesman heading toward us, because we know he's going to try to sell us a car, and we don't want to be sold to. So that's my whole point, is erase all of that selling. Serving is your selling. Okay. Storytelling is your marketing. Serving is your selling. So those are the two big points that I want you to take away from today. Then for this month, we're all about websites. So once you know what your VPS is and you have your hero's journey story down and you're now ready to go out and start serving, then folks will say, how can I connect with you? How can I learn more about you? Where are you going to send them? So now you have to have a website that tells your story. And so I'll mention Sherry again. Sherry and I, we both like StoryBrand, and Don Miller is the author of StoryBrand. He has a whole university where you can tap in, I don't know, $300 a year or something, depending on how many people you want to have join. But anyway, you can tap in and get all of his products. I loaned my book to Jennifer. Jennifer has my book, StoryBrand. Anyway, I just simply picked up the book. I went through the book, and my website is somewhat a hybrid of StoryBrand. because I also went through Kerry Oberbrunner's training on Business Academy Elite. And so his is similar, but there's a few little differences. And so anyway, Sherry and I both, and Sally, we all three of us, we already have our websites up, and they're kind of based loosely on that story brand. So when you go to my website, it actually tells a story. It has my VPS at the top and says, here's my promise. And then it goes into how my story and how I got there, my hero's journey. And then finally, what are the steps? How can I help you? How can I serve you? Here are the steps. And I give away, and this is what we're going to go into as the year unfolds, is here's my free stuff. So it's kind of like the Jimmy Dean sausage strategy. When you go to Costco or Sam's Club and the lady's there with the little samples and you're thinking, it's no risk to me. I'll try it. Yeah, I either like it or I don't. Doesn't even matter. And you try it. And next thing you know, you're walking out with four boxes of Jimmy Dean sausage because you're like, that's pretty good. I didn't think to buy that. I think I'll get some. And so you have to have a way when folks hear about your products and services that they can taste test it a little bit, where it's no risk to them at all. And so we talk about that next month. We'll start into all the different offers, and we'll go in depth in our free offers. And then we get into what's our first level. And I use it like a baseball, like our the first offer, first base, second base, third base. And finally, what is your home run offer? Now your free offer or your first base, that's so people can kind of do the little taste test. Then they get to your mid-level, which is your second base offer. So you're going to have a price tag on that. And then you're going to get to your core offer, which is your third base. And your core offer should be what they used to call in the industry, your bread and butter. What is it that makes you the most money with the least amount of effort? That should be your core offer. And for me, it's my membership sites. And I have a mastermind membership site. It's $25 a month. And you can join that and get into a couple of different membership sites for just the same $25. And that's my core offer. But then when you get to the home run offer, that's the one that makes you go out and celebrate. That's the one you're like, woohoo, I sold one of the big ones. That's when a realtor sells, you know, the big ticket house, you know, they go out and have champagne at dinner that night because they're going to celebrate. And from there, you're kind of finished with your products. You've got your promise. You've already, you know, crafted your story. You're out there serving, you're sending people back to your website. Your website is kind of a story brand, kind of like a sales funnel. It takes them through the steps on how they can give you a try. And then they can do a free meetup. This is a free meetup. This is one of my freebies, what we're doing today. They get a free meetup. So they get to know, like, and trust you a little bit. And then they say, well, you know, maybe I will join that mastermind, or maybe I will do some one-on-one coaching with Kathy, or maybe I will go on one of those trips that her tribe is going on. And from there, you're ready to start marketing. So now, how are you going to get people to know, like, and trust you? And it's, again, it's a way of serving the community at large. This is just getting your advertising out there. So the first thing we start off with, of course, is social media. You know, just, you've got to put some stuff out across social media. And that's where Jen comes in. Wave, Jen. That's where Jen comes in. She's a VA. She can do the social media. If you don't want to do it, she can do it for you. But then we talk about blogging, because blogging is a great way for you to find your voice and to start talking about your passions. Remember, you've got your hero's journey up there. So when you blog, you're simply going to go back and hook a piece of your story. So when I blog, I always want to say, I don't know about you, but I remember when this was going on with me. Yeah, I go back and hook a piece of my story. And so now I want to show you something that I just discovered, and you're going to blog about it. And so now you're kind of advertising yourself by hooking a piece of your story. So when people start reading your blog, they start to get a feel for who you are, for what you think, for what you believe. They start to get to know you. They start to like you. They start to trust you. And guess what? When they know, like, and trust you, then they're willing to give you their money. So it's just a way to get you out there in front of the public. And then podcasting. That's another perfect way to get yourself out in front of the public. I do about 8 podcasts a month, and I put those out across several different channels and my social media, and I start to get a following in my podcasting because people can actually hear my voice and they get to know, like, and trust what I'm talking about. And then finally, you've kind of perfected the whole thing. You know, now you're at the end, we're in December, you've gone through all the whole program, you've done, you know, your promise, your VPS, you've already done your story, you've crafted your hero's journey, you know where you can jump in and out of your story, you've done your serving, you've lined up your 5 influencers that you're just going to start serving. Now, by the way, serving 5 influencers is pretty time consuming. What will happen is a couple of those will rise to the top and about 3 of those will drop off, and you'll end up concentrating on just a couple, because you won't have time to concentrate on 5. But you'll start getting, like Sherry, you'll start getting huge rewards just on the 1 or 2 that you are serving. You're perfecting your website. That's an ongoing thing. You always want to keep perfecting it, because as it becomes more clear what your products and services are, Sherry, how many times have you and I changed up our websites this past year? Because we keep getting more clarity, so we keep making it more and more clear what we want our audience to know. And then from there, you know, you're working on your products, and you might say, you know, this one free offer didn't go so well, so I'm going to swap it out for something different. Or you might add something, you know, like I've added a whole resource page to my website that I didn't start off with because folks kept asking. They kept saying, well, how, you know, in the blogging, how can I get some articles? How can I do this? And I'm like, well, let me just make a resource page. And I put all my affiliate links there. So now I get paid every time somebody goes and clicks through on one of my resource links. That's another way to have passive income. And so then with my blogging, you know, I had to explore what platform I like the best and how to get it out across social media. And then my podcasting, where am I going to store all of my podcast recordings, and am I going to be on Spotify, or am I going to be on Apple Radio? Where am I going to put these podcasts? And then finally at the end, public speaking. You've told your story so many times, and you have been through your website so many times, and you've been through all of this so many times that you've got it down pat. So now you can get up in front of an audience, and for the first time, you're not going to have nerves about public speaking, because you know your material so well, you are so prepared that you can talk to any group at any time. Because you're going to automatically just go back to your story, to that hero's journey. That is your story. And you can just tap into any section of that at any time, no matter where you are. So my claim to fame, this is part of your marketing now. You've put together your program and now you're ready to market it. And so part of my marketing for myself is I tell these influencers that, hey, if you have a speaker that cancels, call me. Because I don't have to prepare. And you just tell me the topic, the general overall topic of your symposium or of your summit or whatever it is you're doing. And if you have a speaker that doesn't show up, I'm in. And I don't have to prep. I don't have to prepare at all, because I'm just going to tell my story. So if it's a group of realtors, I'm just going to launch into how I got started in real estate. I'm just going to tell my story. And how many times have you sat in a conference or whatever, and the speakers that you remember are the ones that told you a story? The ones that told a story are the ones that you remember. And I'm just saying, it's just so easy, because it's your story. No one can dispute your story. It's where you came from. It's what you went through. It's what you did. And it's now what you're offering to the world. So anyway, that's my presentation for today. I want to invite everyone to tap in kathybinner.com and do all the free stuff. Just go to, and again, I like to make the website very simple. So many folks say, well, here's what I do, but go to xyzqrp.com/, and you're thinking, I don't have a way to write that down right now. I'm not going to remember that. So I'm an advocate of using your name, because you are your business. You are the CEO of your business. And so I like, everyone's website to just be yourname.com or .net or whatever. So I'm at kathybenner.com. And once you go there, again, it tells a story. It takes you right down the steps. And I encourage everyone to tap into all the free stuff. And then if you're interested in any of the masterminds, what I will do is I will give you two for the price of one. So anybody that wants to get into the Build a Better Business Mastermind, oftentimes the Build a Better Business Mastermind goes hand in hand with the blogging mastermind, because it kind of, you know, that's part of the marketing. So anyhow, you're welcome to join too. If you're interested in real estate, we've got the real estate ones. If you're interested in networking, we've got a networking one. If you're interested in writing, we have a couple of writing ones. So it's up to you, whatever you're interested in, but just send me a little note, you know, through the contact page that you want to do too, and I'll get you in. So that's what I have. I would like to go around. Sherry, I'm going to start with you. Sherry is my co-mod, and I'm going to start with Sherry and tell us just a little bit about what you do. First of all, where are you coming to us from and what is it that you do? And you can share that with the group.
Let's see. I feel like I am blurry. Give me a second here. I don't know. Is that better?
Yep, that's better.
Oh, good. To me, it still looks blurry. So I hail from Eastern Pennsylvania. Never moved out of the county that I was born in. And it's an absolutely beautiful place to be. A lot of heritage in this area. I am sure that where you are, there is the same thing. It's very beautiful and it's a place that you are loved to be. So I am Eastern Pennsylvania and never moved out of the area. And I am blessed to have my entire family within the same county. So very unusual in this day and age, but that's where I hail from. I am the author of Handwriting Brain Body Disconnect, which was the facilitator for my business. It is Dutter Educational Consulting. I'm an educational advocate and educational consultant. I provide, I provide professional development for educators, therapists, and parents so they can unleash the potential in their students by rallying the classroom engagement, because we need to really take these kids who have writing disabilities and we need to get it out of the way so that they can actually learn. So I'm out there educating teachers on what it means to see the signs of dysgraphia, get that out of the way, and let those kids engage in the classroom. So I'm Sherry. It's off to, on my screen, Jennifer.
Jennifer, tell us about you, where you are, and what it is that you're bringing to the world.
My name is Jennifer. I don't know if all of you know, but I'm sure you do. I'm Kathy's daughter. I reside in Canal Winchester. I'm married, three kids. I run my husband's business from the office aspect. He is a property maintenance, kind of jack of all trades. Company. He does, you know, all different kinds of things. So I kind of run his back end, his social media, his payroll, things like that. He gets it easy. He has his own administrative assistant in his back pocket. I also do some administrative work for Kathy. It all started a couple years ago. A friend of mine is a dog breeder, and she said, I need somebody who can run social media for me. Are you interested? And I said, sure, never really done it before. So I started creating posts and, you know, scheduling them out and finding hashtags, and absolutely fell in love with it. So I went from some administrative work to also adding social media management. I create graphics, I schedule them into programs, research hashtags, I do engagement with followers, with the customer's followers, because engagement is very, very important, as long as well as consistency. So I just kind of manage it and help them stay in front of their ideal customers. That's me.
Okay. And Jen, all you have to do now is just do a little segue on the end and say, and now I want to help you do all of that. You see how she just told her story and she pulled this right into her story. Yes. I love it. I love it. Diane, how about you?
Good morning. I'm Diane Kaler, and I also live here in Central Ohio. I live in Worthington, which is like a north central suburb of Columbus. And I have a Shackley business that I just started in December. So I am a new startup and learning. Shackley is a health and wellness direct sales business that launched in 1956 by Dr. Shackley. It is the oldest direct sales health and wellness business in the world. And we are gearing up for our global conference this summer in Kansas City. Shackley offers vitamins and supplements for nutrition, weight loss. We also have a line for household cleaning products. And it's just an all natural way for folks to feel well. So if there's a person that's not enamored with the Western medicine or they don't want to go to the doctor, we can help. So I am Diane with Americana Wellness with Shackley.
Diane, thank you so much. That's great. And she did a perfect little segue right around to how she can help you. Adina, how about you?
Hi, I'm Adina. I am also from Columbus, Ohio. Westerville specifically is where I'm living. And I am a relationship coach. So over probably the past 10 years or so, I've been mentoring women in all sorts of areas in their lives. But I've specifically realized that I just really love talking to people about their relationships. And I'm married. I've been with my husband for 4 years and we're married for 2 years. And I love my marriage. It's really fun. It's really wonderful. And I think a lot of times, you know, when I was getting into the relationship and before I was married, people had a lot of like really negative things to say, not about me or him, but about the concept of marriage, like, oh, it's going to be really hard. And, you know, you're not always going to be so happy and in love. There's going to be a point where there's going to be this huge struggle. And I'm thinking like, wow, people are really selling me on this marriage thing. But I wanted it to be like fun. Obviously conflicts and struggles happen, but like you're with this one person, you chose this person. It should be fun. When you both come together, it should make your life better, you know? And so I really started focusing on relationships and how can I make sure that my marriage is successful, that I don't get to that point where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like the worst thing ever. And so I started reading a lot of relationship books, and that came so easily into my mentoring too, because it's not just a relationship with your husband, it's a relationship with your friends, with your community, those sorts of things. And then eventually I was like, you know what, this is what I actually really love coaching on is how do I work through conflict? How do, you know, when those struggles come up, how do I make it so like we can work through it in like such a happy, positive way so that we can get to the other side of like the struggle and be like, you know what, our relationship is stronger now. This struggle, yeah, it sucked, but now we're in a better place. So that's what I do. I meet with women one-on-one in the Ohio area, and I sit down with them and we go through their relationship stuff and we set them on a path to succeed.
Adina, thank you so much. Did you notice she just wove her story right in there? And it, again, we did not feel like she was trying to sell us anything. So no matter where she goes, she can just launch right into her story. And folks that are interested, that it resonates with them, they're going to lean in. And it's a whole lot easier to sell something to someone when they're leaning in. And they're going to lean in and say, oh, that's an interesting story. Tell me more about that. So good job, Adina. I love it. Diane, congratulations. You put in the chat that it's your anniversary. And for those of you that didn't know, Sally just got married. So we've got some celebrations. So good. So Sally, tell us about you.
Okay. So Dina, I've been married almost 2 weeks, and I was a widow. So before then I was married 37 years. So, yeah. So I'm Sally. I live in Canal Winchester. My mailing address is Canal Winchester, and I'm very close to Kathy. I am a travel agent. I have my own company, Mermaid Travel. It's been a long process to get to where I am today, but I've been doing this for over 15 years. And my specialty, I do all sorts of trips, but my specialty is accessible travel, making sure that everybody can travel because I don't want anybody to be left behind. I also have my certificate in autism travel. So in that often, when you're talking about family trips, you've got the grandparents on one end that somebody might need motorized scooter or oxygen equipment or special equipment, making them think they can't go. And if they want to take their family on a trip, there might be, more likely than not, somebody, one of their grandkids is on the autism spectrum. So with those two certifications, I'm able to mesh those and make it possible for both of them to travel, because both sides take specific knowledge and specific equipment, and just to make it a great trip for everybody. So that's what I do.
Thank you, Sally. Now, I just want to, and everybody don't over scrutinize this, because I'm actually in a hotel room in Knoxville right now. But notice that Sally has her banner behind her that talks about mermaid travel. And she's got the plants. She's lighted not only on her, but she's also lighted in the background, so you feel like she's in a nice, comfortable room. But the fact that she has her banner right there. So if you have a book, oh, and Sherry does too. Sherry's got her certificates on the wall. Sherry's got her books. Mm-hmm. So that is a nice, perfect, subtle way to also get folks to know, like, and trust you, because they get to see what you're about. And again, this is all about branding. And we talk about that as we go through the whole Build a Better Business, is that we're constantly branding all the way through. Every step we're branding. So Sally, great job. Carmela, how about you? Tell us about you.
Good morning. I am Carmela. They can hear me. I am coming to you from Lima, Ohio. So I'm in Northwest Ohio. I've been here for the last 20 years because I moved here to be with my husband, and we celebrated 20 years back in October. So
congratulations.
Thank you. We still have fun. So he's my best friend. So I kind of, Adina, it's not bad. I mean, you have those ups and downs. There's days I threaten to throw him out in the garage with the cat, but you know, I keep him. Right now I am like in his law office because I work for my husband. I'm his administrative assistant. So I work here in his office 3 days a week. Sometimes it's more because he begs me. So I guess I'm cheap help, maybe, I don't know. But other than that, in my spare time, I am a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. I just like sharing and helping people, you know, take care of themselves, you know, the more natural way. I also have just gotten into, probably a year ago, and I'm just now really starting to work this year, with a friend of mine, and we're getting into real estate investing. I actually went to my first sheriff's sale this week, which was interesting, scary.
Did you love it?
I did. It was fun. The guy was like, so Wiccan. I'm like, hey, I just wanted to observe today. You know, I wasn't spending any money, but I love that. And lately I've also been kind of a caregiver because I do take care of my mom, who is suffering with early stages of dementia now. And so my brothers, sometimes they're guys, and guys just don't get into that. So I'm the one that takes care of everything. So it's kind of my thing. I give, and I've been through this with both my in-laws. So I'm kind of a jack of all trades these days, and I've been helping everybody else. So now I'm trying to focus on myself and my business and just doing that with the real estate. I also, I think, Kathy, I'm trying to think which one is it, the B&B, what group do I, on Tuesdays, I'm having.
The ins and outs of opening a bed and breakfast. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, one of our groups in real estate is how to do a short-term rental. And it's about Airbnbs, VRBOs, or any type of a guest house. It's anything that's considered a short-term rental, the visiting nurses, all of that. So yes, so we do have a mastermind for that.
So I'm actually getting into that because my husband, we have his parents' house, which is in the Maryland area, right outside of DC. And I was actually supposed to go 2 weeks ago to work. And the last minute I told my husband, I go, can we like delay our trip? Because I had some things I wanted to take care of, which was a good thing because my sister-in-law called me and my dad was rushed to the hospital. So the day that I was supposed to leave, I had to go to Marion and handle my mom and my dad in the hospital. So it was kind of crazy. But my goal is to have a short-term rental there to kind of generate some income because we're in a prime area and I want to be able to, you know, help people, you know, because I love staying in short-term rentals when I travel, which I haven't done much of that lately, but that's my story. And like I said, I'm married and then I have one adult daughter that lives in Columbus and she's in finance. But she tells me what to do with everything else. So sometimes she helps me. She's helped me really with my Instagram most recently. You know, she tells me because it's scary. I never know what to do. And I don't want to come across selling to people, like you said. So it's like I'm trying to figure my story. So I'm getting there. I'm in the early stages. So this is good.
Yes. Always go back and hook a little piece of your story every time you post something, because you notice how with Carmela, she just was telling her story, but we know exactly what she does. And if any of us are interested in any of her products or services, we're going to lean in. So wherever she's telling her story, people that are interested will find her. And that's another thing that I want to say, your tribe will find you. Your tribe will find you. You don't have to go out and beat the bushes and try to find your tribe. Your tribe will find you, but you have to show up in order for your tribe to find you. And so if you haven't been showing up, someone is missing out that really needs your message. They need your services. They need your products, and they're missing out if you're not showing up. So I want to encourage all of you to show up. And the reason that we don't show up is because we are not confident with our products and services yet. We're not quite ready to show up. So that's why this is called Build a Better Business. You have to build it just like you're building a house. And your story is your cornerstone. And that's why you kind of have to start with your story. Giovanna, are you at a place where you can share with us? Tell us about you. Oh, you're on mute, sweetie. Yep. Unmute yourself. There you go.
So the last time I was on, I think last month, my primary job, they let us go early. So then I had to chuckle because today they let us go early again and I was able to jump on. So
it's meant to be, okay. Giovanna. It's meant to be.
Well, I've been speaking out into the atmosphere that I'm really wanting to go part-time. I mean, I like what I do, you know, just to keep a little W-2, but I realize that there's so much that I want to do and I really need to have the time to do it. So I really have just been speaking out. I need to go part-time. So I'm hoping that by June, I'll be able to transfer to a part-time position so that I can get off at 10 and do the other things that I need to do. So, but anywho, I'm Giovanna Mercier. I will be 50 next month. So I'm excited about turning 50. I am a mother of four. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I was a licensed cosmetologist, still keep my license active for 22 years. I am a licensed massage therapist for 16 years. I have a place in Gahanna that I love to be of service to my clients. I'm in the building process, so I am excited about that. I look at massage more or less as a ministry to me, for me, and to my clients, because not saying that I don't want to make money, but it's not really work to me. It's what I enjoy doing. I actually got into real estate back in 2008 with a family member, and that didn't go as well as what I had planned. And so I kind of had given up on it. And it was like back in 2019, you know, you start feeling that little tugging in your spirit where I felt like it was time to pick it back up. So I felt like God was giving me a sign that it was time to pick it back up. I had a rental for 10 years and, you know, went through the whole process of just deciding that if I was going to do it, this was going to be my first project, which was my rental. So I was actually the project manager, worked with the contractors. I was, you know, so very nervous with working with men, you know, whether or not they were like, okay, this little lady doesn't know what she's talking about, but it was a really good experience. Derek Peel, he's in one of the mini groups, Happy House Hunter. He was very helpful. He came and did some work with me on that project. And so working with Derek was a really good experience. There's a couple other guys that I really did enjoy working with. And then actually Jennifer's husband actually came to my primary residence and did some power washing on my house. So I like that I'm building connections with people. So we got that fixed up, we got that sold. And I know that I really want to do real estate. I really want to be able to travel more, spend more time with my husband. We really have been traveling a lot lately, and I need to talk to Sally because we want to plan a trip to Costa Rica next year. So I'm an entrepreneur at heart. You know, I have a lot of irons in the fire. I need to really kind of harness and get myself together, because I do really want to create passive income. I want to create good jobs for people within the things that I do with real estate, with massage. So the end goal is, I like what you said, Kathy, about how can I be of service. So my service is, I would like to help somebody build their massage therapy business. I would like to help someone build their cosmetology business. I would like to help somebody, you know, build their real estate business. And really, I would like to travel more, spend more time with my husband, and really just enjoy the time that we have on this earth. So that's me in a spiel.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. Sally had to jump off. She had another call right at 11. So she had to go catch her other call. So we knew that early on. Javonna, thank you so much. Boy, you are in the right place. So yes. As you grow in your message and what your overarching message is, we can start working on tailor making your story to segue back to whatever products and services you want to put together. So, and you've got some products and services already with your massage business. So I think we've had a great call today. Everyone, if you want to put your contact information in the chat, when I upload the replay, I will upload also our contact information just for each other there by the replay. So if you want to connect outside of the call, if you want to be in that, if you want folks to be able to connect with you, if not, that's fine as well. It's up to you. It's whatever you're comfortable with, but I will upload that in with the replay. And so for those of you that want to listen to our replays and maybe go back through, we've got a couple of years worth of replays of all of these calls as we've gone through each section. You can go to kathybinner.com and simply scroll down to Build a Better Business to the free meetup and just tap through right there on that icon, and it'll get you right into all the replays. Everything is held in a platform called Teachable, so it will ask you for an email address. And it's up to you if you want to add a password or not to your Teachable. But just remember, if you already have a Teachable, you can sign in with your regular sign-in credentials on Teachable. If you already have a Teachable account, if you've taken a course or two over on Teachable, maybe with someone else, and then you can just search for Build a Better Business for the free meetup. If you don't have a sign in and you've not been on Teachable before, if you go to kathybenner.com and scroll down to the free meetup, Build a Better Business, it'll ask you to create an account, a profile for yourself. Any questions or comments before we go? This has been a great call. I'm excited. I'm excited to see how things, you know, play out for everyone. Adina, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I just had, this is just funny that you were talking about the storytelling, because last night I watched Brené Brown's documentary on vulnerability. And if you guys don't know who she is, she's like this author that talks about courage and vulnerability. She's a doctor. She's written tons of great books, but her documentary was just like brought tears to my eyes. And I am like, I hate being vulnerable. Just even the fact that I'm on this call, like before getting on this call, I was like so nervous because I was like, people are going to see me. Even though I like talk to people when I'm coaching them, there's just something different for me about meeting people on the internet versus like meeting them in person. So, but her documentary is on Netflix if people want to watch it. And I think it ties in so well to what you're talking about today, because part of telling your story, you are putting yourself out there. It is a vulnerable place. But she talks about how when you are that vulnerable, it's courageous and actually helps you connect with people. And maybe that's obvious to some of you, but to me, I'm like, oh my God, that's so scary. But yeah, just it's a great documentary on Netflix right now.
Well, thank you for that, Adina. And you know, you do have to kind of be authentic and a little bit vulnerable because that's what makes people connect. That's why we all love reality TV, you know? We love to see the struggle and then the win. You know, we feel bad for the struggle and we all want to celebrate for the win. And so we love to watch reality TV because of the story. And that's what folks like to hear about your life. And anytime you get to know someone on a little bit deeper level and you get to actually like them and start to trust them, that's when you're in their corner. And that's how your tribe will find you. So you have to be authentic and vulnerable in order for your tribe to find you. Any other comments or questions before we go? I appreciate everyone being here today. And we've gone over just a little bit. It's about 6 minutes after 11. So we're going to sign off. Again, go to kathybenner.com, scroll down to Build a Better Business, the free meetup for all of those replays. And I will include everyone's information that they put in the chat. So thank you. And it's great to meet some newbies. And please come back again. We're here every month. And next month, we're actually going to start talking about our free offer. We're going to go through all kinds of options for that free offer so that folks can kind of get to know you a little bit better at no risk to them, so that hopefully down the road, they'll buy into your tribe. So with that, we're going to go and we'll see everyone next time. Bye.